Well, thank you all for coming here this morning. So we just wanted to get an idea of who's in our audience. My name is Ernaz Bashir. I'm the Director of Health at the National Recreation and Park Association. And joining me today is Dr. Robert Czar, who has way too many titles, but I'm going to try this. Pediatrician for Unity Healthcare, based in Washington, D.C., Director of the D.C. Park RX Program, and Park RX Advisor for the National Park Service. Is that right? Awesome. Okay. So I wanted to provide just a little, I have nothing to disclose. I wanted to provide a little background on the organization in which I work for, which is the National Recreation and Park Association. We represent all of the local park and recreation agencies across the country. We have over 50,000 members. There is about 12,000 local park and rec agencies across the country, representing over 100,000 local public parks. So we have a tremendous reach into communities. And our mission is to advance park recreation and conservation efforts that improve quality of life for all people. And so what you see up there are three focus areas: conservation, health and wellness, and social equity. And so a little bit about my background. My background is in public health. I worked for the National Association of County and City Health Officials for 10 years before moving to National Recreation and Park Association. And I remember looking at the job posting at NRPA. They were looking for a public health director to manage their CDC grant. And I remember thinking, interesting, you know, parks and recreation and public health. I didn't really think about that connection at that time. And even today, when I come to an APHA conference and I tell people what I do, that I work for Parks and Rec, I get that same look on people's faces, like, well, that's really cute. You know, your job must be really fun. And it is fun. But I want to talk a little bit about how parks fit into the public health system. And I've kind of come up with three general ideas that I'd like to talk about today. One is how they provide numerous health benefits. The second is that they play a huge role in the social determinants of health and promoting health equity. Why we're here today at this conference, Health in All Policies. And the third is that they produce high impact projects or good health outcomes in communities through policy systems and environmental change. So a little bit about the health benefits of parks. There's a lot of benefits to parks. If you do a lit search, you'll see a lot of research focused on physical benefits, mental health benefits, the social benefits of parks. They bring communities together, build social cohesion. There's economic benefits, environmental benefits. And last February, we worked very closely with this group called Active Living Research, which is based on the West Coast, and they do a lot of great research around parks and active living. And we gathered researchers from across the country to identify where are we strong in the research that demonstrates the value that parks bring to health, where are we weak. And then we ran several focus groups with our members and with local elected officials to really understand what resonates to them, where are we really seeing the benefits of parks and communities. And so that list that you see there up on the screen is what we identified. Active transportation. Parks are providers of active transportation in communities. Active transportation and parks are inherently linked together. We're talking about bike trails, walking paths, mixed-use trails. And it's not just for physical activity, but it reduces pollution in the environment. So there's a lot of good benefits around that. Of course, parks are big programmers. They provide programming to senior citizens, to kids, to adults, sports fields. It increases, the research shows that it increases levels of physical activity among users, but also promotes userships for parks. There's a lot of data around chronic disease management. Kids that live close to parks tend to be more physically active and more likely to walk. And then there's something that we don't talk about enough is the mental health benefits of parks. I'm going to go into each of these a little bit. So in terms of chronic diseases, there's a lot of data out there around heart disease, diabetes, and obesity-related illness, and some of the data you see up there on the screen are really strong ones around cardiovascular and respiratory disease. That third bullet there is one of my favorites. I always like to point that out, that patients in hospital rooms just facing a park, had faster recovery and needed 50% less strong medication. And that really shows the power of parks. Like, just looking at a park provides health benefits, which is really nice. Around physical activity, there's tons of data around that. You know, people who live near trails are 50% more likely to get enough physical activity. This is talking about proximity to parks, but also number of parks. People who live in areas where there are a lot of parks tend to be more physically active. And then, of course, there's disparities in access to parks, unfortunately, with lower income populations and certain racial and ethnic groups not having good access to parks. And finally, one that we are going to really talk about today is around the mental health benefits. And, you know, connecting to nature, being outdoors. There's a lot of research out there around reductions in feelings of depression, anxiety, stress, things like that. There's a lot of good data out there about exercising outdoors versus indoors, and how if you exercise outdoor, you're more likely to continue that physical activity over time. And there's some good data around ADHD as well. That third bullet there, walking through a park or on a trail leads to better focus and concentration in certain children. And so that kind of tells you a little bit about the health benefits of parks. We have a lot of good data on our website. I would definitely recommend checking out Active Living Research. They've put together a document called Making the Case, which brings together a lot of the literature around the health benefits of parks, and that's available on their website. But I would say one of the biggest benefits of parks is that they're affordable, they're accessible, and they're everywhere. They're right in your backyard, and that's why it's so beneficial for a program like Park Prescriptions, which we are going to get into. But my second issue, or the second idea I want to talk about, is health in all policies. And we all know what that means, incorporating health considerations into policies and strategies for all sectors. And what I want to focus on is that sentence there on red, the responsibility for the social determinants of health, which are the conditions in which we live, work, learn, and play that impact our health and also lead to, unfortunately, health disparities. The responsibility falls to many of the non-traditional health partners. And so that list there, you see parks on there. Parks are well positioned in communities to be changing policies and making changes to the built environment to create healthier communities. And so there's a big push in health in all policies that some of the traditional public health agencies like health departments work with non-traditional partners like parks to build healthier communities. And finally, parks are making huge impacts in terms of programming. 70% of park and rec agencies provide programs targeted to senior citizens. A lot of people don't know that parks are the second largest feeder of kids just after schools. And with two-income households, a lot of parents are putting their kids in out-of-school time programming before school, summer camps, after school. And it's really important that our local park and rec agencies implement healthy eating and physical activity standards for these kids so that they are eating nutritious foods after school, or they are getting outside and getting physically active. And so that's what we do at NRPA. We have a program called Commit to Health where we're implementing these standards in parks across the country. We're also working on things like safe routes to parks, promoting access to parks. We know that, you know, you might have a park, but you won't be able to access it because it's not safe. There might not be lighting, there might not be proper signage. So we want people to get out there, get walking, and have safe access to parks. And finally, there's Park Prescriptions, which is a very innovative and exciting program that we're seeing being implemented across the country. A lot of good, impactful work going on, and we're going to get into that just in a little bit. But when I'm talking about parks and public health, if there are three take-home messages that I wanted to provide to you, it's that parks are an essential part of our public health system. Clearly, there's a lot of health benefits for parks. So please, when you go home, think about working with your local park. It sounds like many of you are already, which is great. But think about promoting access for all to safe and quality parks. You know, promoting access to parks is one thing, but also ensuring that there's good quality programming happening at that park is another. And so that's also important. Partner with your parks on local health coalition. That goes back to the social determinants of health and health in all policies. And finally, develop innovative programming with parks. They have a huge reach into communities. They are local government. They are public. So they are looked at as a credible, trusted entity within the community that builds social cohesion. So it only benefits us all in the public health world to be working with parks. And so that leads me to talk about park prescriptions. And here we are, you know, clearly parks provide a lot of good health benefits. And that is why a lot of individuals from the healthcare community are turning to parks to help their patients. And so back in 2002, NRPA, Robert Czarr, the National Park Service, CDC, we all convened because we noticed that there were a lot of local programs popping up, and they were talking about park prescriptions. We're working with our healthcare providers, and they're prescribing wellness to their patients, to their overweight or obese patients, to their nearest local park. And so we wanted to figure out, what is this? How do we define park prescriptions? What are some of the good programs that are going on out there? What does the national landscape look like? And then what are some of those critical elements that really make a park prescription program successful? And so back in 2002, we convened, 2012, wasn't that long ago. Thank you, Leila. And we identified or came up with this definition of park prescriptions, programs designed in collaboration with healthcare providers and community partners to improve individual and community health. The key there, I would say the key word is collaboration. They must be designed and implemented in collaboration with a healthcare provider. I get calls from park agencies saying, we've developed these great prescription pads, we've developed these posters, and now we're going to the doctor's offices and they don't want to use them. You know, it doesn't work that way. And I would have to say, some of the most successful park prescription programs, or the most successful, are the ones that are championed by physicians. So that's our definition up there. It is a solution to the obesity crisis, to connecting kids to nature. And so this initiative continues. We have a steering committee, and our goal is to launch a national movement around this and to gather experts from around the country to further understand how people are implementing park prescriptions, what are those key elements. We want to identify standards. We want to develop tools and resources to help other communities that would like to implement a park prescription program, give them the resources to do that. We want to spread the word that this exists and it's working well, because there are programs that are producing great evidence that this is producing good health impacts. And we're looking for funding sources to support this work. At the national level, with the national initiative, we have a lot of thoughts about how to move this forward. But at the local level, it's moving very quickly. Programs are constantly popping up. They need further guidance, and so we'd like to help them at the national level. The benefits of park are actually, you know what the benefits of parks are. We talked about that. But there's a lot of good benefits about the prescription model. It's connecting the healthcare community to public lands. It's creating environmental stewards, people that want to go outside and want to protect the environment and learn more about nature rather than being on their screens and being indoors. Of course, there's many benefits, the physical, social, and mental benefits. And it's easy. It's right in your backyard. It's fun and it's contagious. Our kids are going to want to continue going outside once they play outdoors. And so there's a lot of programs out there. They vary in terms of how they're prescribing. Some of you might have heard of Walk with a Doc, which is a doctor. Dr. Sabger is leading this effort, but they're all around the country. And once a month, the doctor goes on a walk with their patients through the park. And then there's programs that actually have, you know, a prescription written to the patient, electronic medical record linkages, and evidence coming out, a lot of good evaluation of health impacts happening. And that's where we are today, is we really need to capture some good evidence that this is working well, how is it working well in communities. And so that leads me to our next speaker, Dr. Robert Czarr, who's actually doing this at the local level. I would have to say DC Park RX is the most successful program that's running right now. It's been around for quite a few years. And so I'm going to hand this off to Dr. Czarr to talk about what's going on with DC.